Welcome to Crappin's, guys. Today is the final installment of the Reality Gaze crossover, Falling for Christmas, starring Lindsay Lohan recap. Thanks so much for being here with us today and always, you guys. We love you. Have a great holiday. Next time we see you, it'll be a different year. Mwah, mwah. Kisses, kisses, kisses. Okay, so Terry and security, Terry's the gay assistant guy, and security knock on Lindsay's door, and he's like, don't knock on the door, she said she doesn't want to be disturbed.
Someone's got PTSD.
Yeah, and so they go into this very small suite for the owner's daughter, and yes. Basically, like, nothing has been touched, and then Ali Lohan is like, wow, they find a card from Tad that's like, can't wait to see you. I can't wait to go off and have our photo shoot. And she's like, wow, sounds like they plan to go off somewhere together. And Terry's like, but where? And it's like, at this point, no one's thinking, wow, we haven't seen this important person since she said she was going off to go skiing. And no one's thinking, like, should we get...
No, because she wants to be gone, and we have to do what she says, right?
She said,
and
don't contact
Terry,
me.
Yeah. All Terry does is go, oh, my God. You know, but where would she go? And touches the security guard, and he's like, don't touch me. What the hell?
It's light gay panic happening.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some, I swear to God, this was a script. Almost nothing was changed from like the early 90s. It really does feel that way. Yeah.
So then also they're like, well, maybe she made her own bed. I'm like, not in this
Terry's
lifetime,
like,
girl.
Oh, please, please, girl, put a pin in that again.
Yeah, you know, at least there are some things that come back. So then Tad wakes up on a cot in one-piece pajamas, which I love.
He looked cute.
But you have to think about this. Last time we saw him, he fainted. Ralph had to take off all of his clothes and put him in a onesie.
I was there too.
My God, he
did. That onesie did not need to be put on either. He could have stayed. He was already in very warm clothing.
That is a missed opportunity too, because that guy has a fucking, I've already stalked his Instagram. He has a banging body. This could have been a shirtless moment.
I'll tell you why. They did not want to sexualize this guy. They needed him to be neutered, gay.
Fine.
Yeah, neutered gay. Yeah, gay's okay as long as it's, you know.
I've already followed him on Instagram. It's too late.
As long as you don't shove in our face, we're fine.
Yes, keep it in your bedroom.
Yeah, get away from me.
Yeah, so Ralph comes in. He's like, Ralph! And
Ralph's like, I thought you'd sleep in. Ralph even says, you look so cozy, and kind of smiles
after
at
we were spooning all night. Because you know they were, because it was cold.
He's like putting away a wet paper towel. He's like, you look so cozy. I thought everything was fine.
So just
by the way, I think I just want to point out
taking a roll of film out of a camera. Like, all right, put me
in the dark. I kind of feel like Tad looks like Cersei from Game of Thrones.
A little in his face. I think you're right.
He kind of looks like Cersei.
He's a very handsome man. Very handsome man.
Well, he's got about to in him. Ruin the final act of this show then. Ralph is like, wow, you looked as, wow, my truck is dead as last night's roadkill. So we can walk for 2 days. You want to have some fried fish? You're going to need it. And he's like, oh, disgusting.
Fried fish.
And what he says,
I'm already dating Lindsay Lohan. What dryer fish is that?
Have you seen her lips? Because they do enter the room before she does.
Okay. Can I just say, 2 days walk?
I rescind that dryer fish than Lindsay.
Dryer fish.
I take that back. I apologize, America.
This is a family show.
Okay? Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Podcast. Oh, you were making a vagina joke. I didn't get that.
Yeah, I didn't
thought it was a face.
I didn't think I was.
I thought it was because of her lips.
No, but yeah, after that, I was like, that was like a vagina joke? Like,
it was a vagina
joke.
No, now, I think it was a lip joke.
I'm keeping the Ralph came all over paper towel while
we'll stay away from her vagina.
Remain. Yeah.
But did you know when he said 2 days, How far away are they? I'm so confused. Is the mountain like the geography of this?
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Is there like a portal that they're actually walking to get back to the town?
It's also fucking freezing. You're not going to be able to walk 2 days.
They're also going to die.
They acted like they were so far away. Lindsay was found on the side of the road. Okay.
Yes.
Chad was found. He couldn't have been that far from the side of the road. But yeah, now it's 2 hours away.
They're walking in like a big circle, you know?
And why can't they go to the town? Why can't they go to Summit Lodge or Summit, whatever it is? They can't be.
I guarantee there's some cell service. Oh,
they were taking the sled around, the sleigh around, and they saw her body. So it was so confusing.
You would think. And then also, I also don't believe an influencer does not have like a battery backup in his back pocket.
No, he does.
I'm just going to say that part too. Unless it fell out while he was falling.
But or an extra big phone case.
The craziest part of this scene for me is after Ralph offers to fry up some fish and Tad's like, no, because I have fish as pets. Ralph is like, okay, cool. Here's an axe. And he throws an axe at Tad. And Tad catches it.
His face. Doesn't he catch it like this?
Yeah, he catches it. And he looks at it and goes, boing, boing, boing.
And any gay knows that if you throw something at an effeminate gay, they will protect their face and go,
Yeah. I will. Don't ever throw anything at me. I'm like, unless you want your eardrums burst out. Don't ever do it.
Yeah. I was good at throwing a ball, but I was not good at catching a ball. No. I would put my hands on my face.
You're sure good at catching them now.
I know, right?
You fix that later in life.
Boy, time heals everything.
I mean, it's with your face. Says, it's with
Poodle's
your face,
an athlete.
But that counts. Your face is the best catcher mitt I've ever seen.
I know.
Also, I guess this writer or movie hates Airbnb because we get back to the hotel and the whole reason the hotel's not doing well is Alejandro's like, well, someone canceled again, Airbnb. And literally, Court Overstreet makes his face like, curses B&Bs.
Yeah. Airbnb again.
She's like,
fucking corporate tech America.
Yeah.
Their comment was, if I have to have breakfast cooked from a hot plate, I might as well do it myself. Smell you later.
I had way too much oil on my egg.
I woke up in a pool of sweat because I am covered in flannel blankets. Everything flannel.
Lindsay Lohan tried to snort the snow globe in my room.
I woke up every morning to a young girl staring at me while I was sleeping.
So yeah, there's been a cancellation. He goes, oh my God, what are we gonna do? We can't even afford a housekeeper. Well, for fuck's sake, man, no one is gonna stay in this
grab
place.
A broom.
So Lindsay's like, are there any calls for me? Surely someone's looking for me.
Regarding me. Nope, not a word.
Yeah.
Well, my doctor said if I do some normal things, my memory might come back. Okay, so who's got the coke? So,
what does she mean by normal things? And Tad's like, I'll show you what normal things are. Get to work. So now they kind of get that overboard segment where he's like, this is how to do laundry. Yes. And
where's Chateau Marmont?
I am going to say this. Lindsay Lohan making that bed was physical comedy, and I was impressed, actually.
I have to say, I 100%
She did
agree.
Some funny stuff in this.
It was really fucking funny, and I laughed, and I went, okay, Lindsay, all right.
Because that was improv, and that was definitely not choreographed by Mr. Bonnet. And I believe, like, when she actually had the fitted sheet collapse entirely around her body, I was like, that was
talent. That was fun.
She needs to be in more comedies.
For such bitches, you guys are really easy queens, Cynthia. I mean, seriously, you're like, oh my God, she's the next Jack Tripper. It's Lindsay Lohan. She couldn't even do stretch acting. Okay. I'm not jumping on this gay train.
I mean, I think I'd rather see her in a comedy than Kate Hudson. And don't get me wrong. I love Kate Hudson's vodka, but she's terrible in comedy. Yeah, they keep putting her in them.
I know. And I feel so bad because it's like every time I'm like, oh my God, it's starring not Goldie Hawn. And I won't give it to her. I won't. I'm sorry.
And I like Fabletics. I like most things about her. But
gross. Fabletics. I just don't like what they stand for.
No.
What? Comfortable clothes?
Well, we love them. Exercise. Watch her crappens.
Are they?
Yes. Don't you remember? We've done like a million Fabletics ads.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What is the minute code of this? Jesus Christ. I've already come for McDonald's.
So. I do love her vodka. Her vodka brand that she makes.
That's like
good.
Us talking about Amazon, and Maddie's like, oh, it's a sponsor. I'm like, oh, yeah, I Jake love Amazon. Was, yeah. Everything I can get from Amazon.
Okay, so then she puts too much detergent in the machine, which makes it rumble. And
well, it wasn't her fault. It wasn't her fault.
She knocked. Well, she put in the detergent, Ronnie, and
the
entire plastic bin of detergent.
Well, thank you. She bent over to get the laundry, and then
she pulled it through.
Yes.
Okay. So then back to the only story we care about, Ralph and Tad. So they're walking through the snow, and Tad's like, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to die.
Okay. This is the scene.
This was like the movie The Road for me. It just took me there in like a way. He's like, not without my daughter. He was carrying Tad.
Because, well,
Ralph is a beautiful human being.
Tad.
No, actually, no, he's not. He's not.
What?
Because Tad is falling over. So he's like dying. So Ralph, like, takes his bag and he takes out two snowshoes and gives them to Tad to wear. I'm like, you mean he could have been wearing these snowshoes this entire time?
Well, that's
why
true.
Why did you make him walk through the snow without the snowshoes? Why did you grind him down? This
that's
is
true.
Manipulation.
Maybe a little bit.
So Tad has fallen over now, and he's like, just leave me here. Save yourself, man. And Ralph is like, hang in there. I got you, buddy. Give some snowshoes. And Tad's like, you're so strong. And he's like, ready?
I feel so at home in your arms.
Yeah.
Well, no, we can't overlook, though, he picks up his legs each. And when he picks up his legs, I'm going to be honest. I looked like, and I made the same noise when I got fucked by an 8-inch dick for the first time. Because he kind of just raises up his leg, and Tad goes, oh! And then he takes the other leg and raises it up, and Tad goes, oh, my! And that's where he says, you're so strong. And I went, that's his gay!
Well, and then he goes, well, what about you? What are you going to wear? He goes, and Ralph goes, don't worry about me. I got big feet.
He made a dick joke.
Yeah, he winks at him.
Swinging dick. I mean, there's going to be like, it's like you're going to see three footprints in that snow.
And isn't that when y'all thought, okay, done. They're going to end up being together at the end of the movie.
I got that they were making like, ha ha ha, gay jokes or whatever. But then I was like, oh, wait. So they're making it that Ralph is actually going to be with this guy?
I thought they were actually going to do something progressive.
No.
No,
I don't think the word progressive can be compared to this movie at all.
I don't think I get too invested in these movies, y'all.
Bernie just turned off this podcast. He was like, all my work has been for fucking nothing.
Where are we to Lindsay when she's helping with Abby with the hair scene? And she's like, I remember when I was, she's like, Mom, can you help me? And fake mom, can you help me?
Fake
and she's
mom.
Like, I remember when I was young, my mom was combing my hair.
Yeah, my mom.
In between alcoholic blackouts.
My mama told me that the worst tangles sort themselves out if you just give them a little help. And then we see a memory of a lady with a fuzzy face. Actually, we can see her face, right? And the mom's brushing her hair. And Abby's like, you remember your mom? And she's like, I think I do. She would put this really good smelling shampoo in my hair. And then she'd start bouncing her butt up and down a lot. And singing that she likes big butts.
I remember my mom. She had a strong, strong jawline and nice tight curls. And the way she killed that alien on the spaceship. I think you're talking about Sigourney Weaver. I am. You're right. Thank you for the note.
You're right. Yeah.
The way she wore those cut-off shirts. Sweat.
Memory of mom. Okay, I'm going to skip memory of mom. And then Jake's like, Abby, what happened here? And there's like bubbles all over the ground. And Lindsay's like, sorry. And he's like, great, bubbles on the ground. This is the last thing I needed to happen.
It's actually the thing you need the most in this shitty place. Yeah. Some soap somewhere, okay?
Yeah,
it's
consider it a gift. Just pick out some sort of stick with something at the end of it to push that soap around. This place could be.
Spread it across your terracotta floors. That'll leave everyone with black socks. So Sierra's like, she's like mortified, and she just runs away crying because of the soap.
And the next scene, we have her just saying, I can't do anything right. So she goes to the most logical help, which is Balthazar, the horse. And I wrote down, whoa, James Corden's an awful person.
Even the horse has an opinion.
I tried to serve him egg whites at my restaurant.
He was really terrible to my waitstaff.
So now Sierra's lost her mind, so she starts talking to the horse. She's like, I'd introduce myself, but I have no idea who I am. I can tell you pretty much I'm a useless woman, like most women, apparently, and I can't do anything right, and you'd think I'd have some sort of skill, wouldn't you? Thanks for your support, horse. Let's see if I can manage to fetch some wood. See you later. You know, the horse is like, who the fuck is this?
This was actually this was the only monologue in the film. And I'm thinking, I wonder if someone did this. this monologue.
But then the weirdest thing is she walks off to get the wood.
He heard her.
Hands over, and Jake is in there. I was like, how did Jake? Jake was dealing with the suds. How was he in Balthazar's stable also?
Yeah, the plot twist of Jake being in the stable the whole time was hilarious. And also just not saying something. Who needs to be hidden in the stable? Jake.
And also, I don't think it had any impact. I don't think this had any impact, him overhearing those monologues.
No, and I don't think it really...
He fell in love. He fell in love.
That's all it took.
Yeah, listen, he found out now that Lindsay is sad about not knowing how to do laundry, which means that she has the desire to be good about doing laundry.
You know what? You're right. You're right.
So he's in love with her.
You're right. Now she's going off to gather a bundle of
some wood.
Let's not forget, she's still suffering from a minor concussion, and they're making her do all this manual.
They're making her work. Manual labor.
And guess what? She falls down the stairs.
Yeah.
She can't do any. She should be in a full body cast at this point.
Yeah, but I like also the implication is just because you're poor, you can do everything. I think that's really funny, too.
Well, you have
to. I've been poor for a very long time, and I can't do shit either. So, you know, what are you going to do? So then Jake's like, look, I didn't mean what I said about that, you know, laundry soap on the floor. I know that was really harsh to hear. And she's like, it's not just that. It's been almost 2 days and no one's found me. I'm like unclaimed luggage.
I like that line.
Metaphor.
That was a great metaphor. She is unclaimed luggage in a carousel going around.
That was funny.
He plugs his cell phone into her.
And he's like,
I'm like in a way bag.
But they had to take the battery out of me because it's no longer regulated. So he's like, don't say that. I'm sure you have
a sponsor.
Those people are so pissed that bought all those bags.
I know. Well, we had one. They get when they were a sponsor.
They were a sponsor for us too. Yeah,
and they gave it to us, and I was so we used that, and then it's like, oh, we can't do the batteries.
They made me open mine up, and they gave me a screwdriver to unscrew. I was like, really? You're not even going to unscrew it for me? You're the monsters making me take it out.
They made me do it, and they're like, yeah, there's a battery pack in there, and I said, oh, okay, and they're like, yeah, you need to, sir, you'd have to move out of the line if you're going to do this now.
Just like, going at you. Oh, jeez. But they made them a lot better. I've even bought my own away luggage because I love it that much.
Oh, they're not a sponsor for us, but I ended up buying my own bag.
They did have a girl boss scandal, though, too. So, you know, they're beleaguered, but I actually really enjoy my away luggage.
No, we did. They were a sponsor.
No, I said they're not a sponsor anymore.
Anymore, yeah.
Well, just in case for the future, you know, if they're like, hey, what about those guys, you know, and then we're like, yeah, fuck that thing. Almost got me thrown into Guantanamo Bay or whatever. So she feels like useless, and he's like, don't say that. You've got family, friends, a mop out there waiting for you. Let's go to the Christmas market, you know? Like, maybe someone will recognize you there. I mean, it's no trouble. Plus, Abby will love it. She really has been designing multiple ways to kill you. I'm sure she could use
multiple.
I was wondering why your coffee smelled like bitter almonds.
So now they go to this Christmas. They finally have the bright idea that they should put her in a public space. So that way people can be able to recognize her. And so they're at this Christmas market. And Sierra's like, wow, this is so pretty. And then he's like, any of this ring a bell?
I've never been to any place so nice.
Look at
Monaco.
All this white powder everywhere.
Looks like breakfast.
Santa's like smiling at them with his veneer. She's like,
this fucking lurker.
Oh, fucking Santa.
Awful.
God. Ugh. Santa's really gross in this. So Jake's like, yeah, look at Abby. She gets so excited about Christmas. She takes after Carlo, my wife. Oh, and she's twerking. Honey, not here. Not here.
Reminds me of my dead wife.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
We do find out that it was her family who owned the inn. I don't think we knew that yet.
Right. We didn't know that.
Yeah, because he tells her, he's like, you know, she says, where would you be if you could be anywhere? And he was like, maybe the city. You know, I had a ski travel business and I really hate plastic grocery bags. I just want to go somewhere where they only use paper. And I had a ski travel business, but Carla's dad gave us the hotel. And, you know, people like the new resorts. Fucking people.
Fucking people.
Simple things.
I like the simple things. You know, people made fun of me for having a ski business in the middle of a city. But I said, no, it can be.
I said, no. This is going to work in Phoenix.
I tried to invent cross-country skiing in Central Park. Didn't work.
Yeah.
I guess I have to go back to the city where my ski business is.
So this is where Avi's like, Daddy, look at this sleigh. And Santa's like, you have a very good taste in sleigh.
Yeah.
And a very beautiful daughter. Santa.
Wait, we're overlooking when Jake has his complaints about the new resorts. He's like, I don't want to have to sell it, but you know, people make all these new resorts with flashy stuff like bells and whistles and housekeeping. And I still think there's something really special about the simple things, you know, like people like a decrepit old building with terracotta floors.
Who wants a resort with a kitchen? That just feels easy.
It's like now people want to stay at resorts with industrial-sized washing machines that can actually handle doing more than one bed at a time.
I know.
And elevators.
Elevators.
People want a resort where you can actually book your reservation on something called the internet.
And you don't have to call on an old phone without conference calling.
Yeah.
They like oh
my God, I'm
doors.
Like, where's the press number 5 for Abuela? Right?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh, Abuela.
I should have said 4 because that's G, right?
Yes, that's G.
Okay, so
I'm lost.
So she finds a sleigh, and Santa's like, "Yeah, you like my sleigh? Get in the back. You got some candy
sleigh
back there." And Jake's like,
"Those aren't jingle balls; those are just my balls."
He's like, "Whoa, this sleigh is so Sarah. Sarah, you like sleighs? No, honey, I meant out of our league." Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Is it then we actually have this. Ben, you brought this up, but the biggest MacGuffin of the whole thing. Here, take this snow globe. It's too expensive. You mean the one we referenced in the beginning of the film?
Yeah, it's like, here's the, because they're not going to take the sleigh because it's too expensive. So it's like, well, take this snow globe instead, which is the exact same one from the hotel, which is weird. And then
I didn't even notice that.
It doesn't matter. It's a fucking snow globe.
It's the exact same one, and she still did.
And no, so it's then so she's stupid.
Like, she goes, it's beautiful. And then she's like, starts to have a memory, but then doesn't have memory and then never goes back to that snow globe for the rest of the movie. And Jake is like, Jake's like, we'll take it. And Santa Claus is like, great, that's $45,000.
I know. Santa's like, listen, it's Swarovski. I'm not,
and yeah, you didn't have to get it in Strom or where the fuck are. I literally thought like.
Strahd.
Or Strahd.
It like, literally says underneath it, property of the Beaumont. And she's like, huh, nah, nothing's coming back.
This is how, if they did the musical Anastasia, it would she go, painted. Nope, don't remember anything. Okay, my family's dead.
So they leave and Santa's like, Merry Christmas. And then it just shows them walking away and it cuts back to his face and he's like. Cast this.
He's just laying his finger aside of his nose. He's again. Just going like just this. Rubbing it.
So now he just shakes up a snow globe like this and then like looks in and it's Abuela standing there like without her pants that he blew off.
One hand on his nose and one on his pants.
Yeah.
Well, that's where she got there. When she's not on screen, she has to go back to her snow globe. That's where she lives. That's where she
lives. So now it's tree lighting. And so the mayor of Summit Springs gets up there and he's like, so you all came here to see some lights, but without further ado, you know what? Why don't you come up here, sweetie, and help me pull the switch, random girl? So this girl comes up. And he goes, Summit Springs, are you ready? I was like, well, they probably were ready 2 weeks ago when you should have lit this damn Christmas tree because it's December 23rd right now, but that's fine.
You're a little late, mayor. And I like when he's like, this is my favorite reason to be mayor. Oh, my God. Do something. You know what I mean? Fill the potholes. There's plenty of shit to do. So,
and if this was an 80s movie, I just want to say, if this was a 1980s movie, the mayor would be drunk or be a womanizing mayor. That there would be like, there would not be a child. There would be a blonde with big boobs. She would come up, do the tree lighting. He would try to grab her ass. Hey, that's Christmas. Like that's, again, I think that was all taken out of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So now the fireworks are going off and everyone's singing Joy to the World. And Jake is like, Sarah, I can't hear you. Sing. She goes, oh, I can't sing. He goes,
I can't
sing. Who told you that? It's Christmas. So they start to sing together a little bit. And I was thinking, oh, okay. So they're setting up. There's going to be a climactic scene where the two of them sing together because they both have a background in singing as actors. And we also saw Lindsay, this whole thing.
This is the moment for a fucking song that would have brought them to
whatever. Up there on stage. I was like, you know what? No, they're going to wait to the climax. That's it. But no, this is actually the final beat of the song arc.
That's it. The end. So they stare off and then they have like a romantic moment. And then she's like, I'm beat. And he's like, I need to beat too. So then they leave.
I need a beat too.
And he's like, yeah, I just want to tell you, I don't think I've ever met someone like you before. I'm like, really? Someone... What original quality has Lindsay given us, honestly?
You mean a gravel voiced ginger hasn't come to your shitty ass hotel before?
Yes, and you have this shitty ass town, and also, you know, these fireworks were not real either. In Lone Grove days, we did not have fireworks like this whenever we had a treat. There was like three. This was like fucking Disneyland or the Grove.
This is Rick Caruso. This was Rick
Caruso. This is Rick Caruso fireworks.
Well, you see, you just made people want to vote for him.
Rick Caruso underwrote this production.
I feel like
they don't have fireworks on Christmas because Santa's flying in the air with a sleigh and reindeer. You don't put off fireworks at Christmas.
That's true.
It's disrespectful.
So now
although back with at this the Santa, fucking kill him. I mean, this guy's a monster. You know?
I know. Back at the hotel. And Jake goes and talks to Abby, and then he's sitting with Sierra at night, and she's holding the snow globe, and she's like, I suddenly had a memory of being a child, and this beautiful woman gave it to me and then pushed me into acting, and then next thing you know, something about a Mickey Mouse. I don't know.
Where are we? Line.
Not a problem with alcohol.
Stop trying to make fetch happen, et cetera.
I told you, don't say fetch on set. It's triggering.
And he's like, well, at least you remember something. That's a start. And this is where he's like, I'm beat. And he's like, I've never met anybody like you, because if I had, I'd remember. No, you fucking
no,
wouldn't.
You've Googled no.
her 20 times, sir.
That was the strangest line,
because it actually was counter. Yeah. I don't need
so to next day, it. Lindsay, next day we see Balthazar, okay, who's just ready to turn himself into glue at this point. He's like, please don't make that terrible monologue, idiot.
As long as here. James Corden isn't here, we're fine.
If I have to listen to another concussion as a bitch, share her life story with me. I mean, for crying out loud.
So Lindsay throws open her curtains, and the family's there again, just standing right in front of her window. And this time she's like, hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi.
And now she wants
to make Dr. Pepper go up my nose, Ronnie.
She also now knows how to make beds. And
yes, that's her thing.
Yeah, she has now a new lease on life because she wants to make an omelet. So she's having sort of like a ghost Patrick Swayze from behind at the pottery wheel moment with the omelet, you know?
She's having a Lenaissance.
But these are a Lenaissance. But these are Lenaissance.
But
these are, let me say, terrible pancakes. I've never seen pancakes. Like, why are they brown? They're not the golden brown.
Were they pancakes or sunny side up eggs? I think therein lies the problem.
It's also interesting that all of this is also curing her natural clumsiness. She's actually now in her body now, and she's not an actual comedy, and she's not just a disaster walking. She can now flip pancakes. It's making her more coordinated.
Well, he's showing her, and he's like, it's all in the wrists. And she's like, is that another beat-off joke? Don't think I didn't hear that.
It also is bad writing in that we didn't see her make pancakes before. She was making eggs. So we should be seeing her making eggs.
I actually just really wanted to see her crack an egg gently like an
just old like person one, instead of I want to see like one hand, her just like bam.
Whop. I needed to see her properly use olive oil. That was my most important thing, because that'll fuck up your whole kitchen. That shit never comes out.
It will.
Know? Listen. What bothered me the most was then we see her like reformed laundry ways, and she's standing there with Abby, and she's pouring in the detergent into the laundry machine carefully. I was like,
bitch, and the girl use the is cup. Teaching her how to do
use
it.
Use the measuring cup. That's still not the right way to do laundry.
You're not doing it right.
Abby's like, this is the measuring cup we use cereal bowls that we eat out of later, right?
Does it taste funny? Who knows?
That's just the flavor of blessings.
Oh, that tastes like mommy.
Oh my God, I have to say.
This tastes like it burns.
I love music. I love singing. I'm learning to play the piano. I hate the guitar guy. I hate him. I just hate that guy who just whips out the guitar like, gather around, everybody. It's me. And I'm going to play the guitar. Stop. Stop being that person.
It's Pat.
I know. And you know, he's singing Hootie and the Blowfish too. He's like, hold my hand.
And I want to learn how to play the guitar. And I promise when I learn, I won't be that guy. I won't one day just be like, hey, Ben, sit down. Come on. You are the wind beneath my
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Ronnie. You
all
might.
I won't.
So then they're making gingerbread houses. Which she knows how to do now. She knows how to do.
It's like she's acquiring all these domestic skills of Christmas because that's how you get to be a good person.
I had to do that in middle school, and it is harder than
skyscrapers because she was from the city, and they all were like a terrible Mies van der Rohe. But now that she's like a reformed person, she's making the proper house.
She's making the proper house.
A doorman.
I love that Jake is just trying to build so many properties that he doesn't have to like properly carpet or hire maids for.
No.
I know.
No, not at all.
And then Sierra puts like a little bit of frosting on his nose, and he's like, haha, and he takes a bunch. He just starts throwing full force at the girls.
This was an improv moment, I'm sure.
I'm like, they threw marshmallows at you. You can't throw cutting boards at them.
He just throws an axe. We just get another axe callback.
So then they go skiing, and she's like, looking great, everyone.
And she knows how to ski now.
She knows how to ski, which she did not.
Well, she said before, I don't know how to ski.
Well, no, she gave her a lesson. He said, don't worry, you'll be fine. So
he gave her one lesson. Yeah.
He gave her one lesson. They ski. And remember, because that's where they fall. And they fall to, this time she doesn't fall on her own. They fall together, Jake.
Guys. They fall together. Because now she knows how to ski because she got the one missing ingredient, a man's approval. So that was nice to see.
She learned to do housework. That was what she needed to do.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
You treat your man right and look what you get.
This is propaganda.
Yeah, it is. She learned to be like a 50s housewife. She learned to make a gingerbread house. She became coordinated. She can carry wood now.
She does, because those two crazy people from the sled, now they're checking out because they're like, we're not going to stay in this shithole over Christmas. We're getting out of here while we still can. They check out and Sierra's like, thanks for staying at the North Star and Merry Christmas. And Jake just looks at her like, yeah, she's a there fine you little go. Lady now.
She learned. She did walk in the door. Her. Even as an actor.
I broke her down.
It's true. Even as an actor, she didn't even open the door and kind of register that she notices people. She literally opened the door robotically and just said, thanks for staying here.
How much do you want to bet she was giving notes on set?
Oh, because she was executive producing. Yeah.
I guarantee you she was giving notes.
She was an executive producer. She did, made a quote about saying, it was a really big deal for me to executive produce this. It was a different level of professionalism.
I mean, this. Can you imagine the production meetings? They're like, should we wait another half hour for Lindsay?
This was Lindsay Lohan's to Charlize Theron's monster. Like this was the film that brought her back for her.
So now Sierra finds Alejandra crying in another room, and Alejandra's trying like she's like smiling and crying. And
remember, they gave her the note. They said, "Don't be too sad."
Yeah, and so she's looking through like a memory book, like a scrapbook.
I call it my memory book.
that's a strange concept.
The writers call it. They're just sitting there going, what should we call this memory book?
What's she going to call this?
What should we call this book of memories?
Hey, Rachel, what do you call a memory book?
Candy cane, sir. Okay.
Get my secretary. What's a memory book?
I don't know, mister, but you got an appointment in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Okay, tell her she's got an I don't know, mister, it's appointment in 10 minutes. So Sierra's like, they're looking at this book, and Sierra's like, wow, your daughter, she was so beautiful. And then Alejandra puts her hand on Sierra's chin and is like, you're beautiful too.
I'm
like,
get your hand off my face.
This is a violation.
It's also strange because she's like, I know that was my child of my loins that died, but I'm over it. Can you replace her?
Can you make her widowed husband happy? So maybe I can watch you having sex with her in my former daughter's bed.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, I think she's coming from the place of, listen, this guy's running our hotel into the ground. You can't do shit, but you've got to be better than him. Please come save my family's hotel. Please.
Get this white man away from us.
Can we talk about when she finds the tree topper?
Fuck this family, they've all been coming into her room whenever the hell they want to. She can go through their drawers if she damn well pleases.
This is why she's looking through the drawers, okay? Because basically Alejandra's like, this may be our last Christmas here, that whole thing. And then she gives Sierra the memory book. She's like, oh, you want to look at this here. You can have this. And when you're done with it, just put it back at the desk. Alejandra walks out the door, and Sierra just closes it, just goes right to the desk.
She's like, I'm done.
I'm done.
That was a great moment.
I don't
want to
look at your scraps.
What am I going to do with this?
Oh, my God. I got to your bowling league picture, and I'd seen enough. Okay.
She's like, I'm trying to recover my memories, not yours. Okay, bye. here's a preserved strand of spaghetti from her the time the varsity league had their
another picture of your dead daughter in a bikini. Jesus.
Now, what a weird picture. It's just bikini daughters of them.
But she's putting the book up and she sees the angel.
Because it's in the desk. She has to open
fucking tree topper. Don't get me started. But anyway.
And then she just looks at it. She's like,
it just shows that Court Overstreet, like Jake said, really isn't a good businessman because she's fucking snooping at his desk and he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, the drawer stuck. Oh, yeah, that happens. It's probably nothing. Let's not even question anymore.
The, yeah, the desk is just full of like beverage napkins with numbers on them.
Yes.
It's just, that's his plans.
It's like a pump. It's like a pump. A penis pump. Sorry.
I couldn't think of the name.
Yeah, we can see how much effort I make in life. I'm like, man, just leave it. Like, just leave it.
I feel like that. If this would have been, since this is a Ron Oliver joint, this could have been like, I thought the tree topper might hold the spirit of his dead wife.
Oh.
And as soon as they put it on the tree, like she appears and shoots fire out of her eyes and annihilates Lindsay Lohan.
No, it has the spirit of Marshall's, which is where it was purchased.
Yeah.
So
it still smells like mothballs.
Yeah.
So they basically, he basically is like, look, you know, I'm not ready to put it back up on a tree because Carla, like I bought this with Carla and then
at Marshall's.
At Marshall's. And listen, let's not talk about this anymore. I got to go to a toy drive all of a sudden.
For families toys have drive. Time.
I think something's coming back to me. Okay. I went to Toys R Us and crashed the car.
Toys can drive. That I want to see. Let's go.
So he's like, yeah, poor kids deserve things too. And she's like, they do? He's like, yeah. So
she's all about the toy drive all of a sudden.
You're such a good person.
So now they're gonna, we got the toy drive and she's like wrapped. She's wrapped.
It's terrible. It's the way I wrap a present. So I'm not a good rapper.
Well, so Jake is like, oh, thank God I can mansplain. He's like, listen, I'll show you the trick, little lady. You got to put so as little paper as possible. And like wrapping technique shouldn't require more than 3 pieces of tape. I was like, thanks.
This was such a strange thing for the movie, which is such a traditional male, traditional female thing, for him to be teaching her how to wrap a present. She's like, I don't know. I'm just putting 2 pieces of paper together.
Ladies, if your man is teaching you how to wrap a present, he might be a tad.
Yeah.
and then she goes, oh, very good. He goes, I told you. And then he just stares at her.
It was weird.
It's a weird
zero person. Chemistry.
It was a zero chemistry. It was weird.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then he goes to the toy drive lady and she's like, oh, which Jacob.
We've never seen her the entire movie, 45 minutes in. Ever.
And this is this actress's moment.
Yeah, this is her moment.
They could have made like a doctor or something.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, this is Louise.
The sheriff organizes the toy drive. Yeah, that happens. Something. That actually happens in communities. Instead we get Louise.
But I think it was because they're like, guys, I don't think that we understand that Jake's a good person yet. Let's bring somebody new in to inform us. So Louise comes in. She's like, oh, my God, Jacob, you're the best person in town.
You've done things
for everybody. Let me tell you about some Jake Russell. Jake Russell will make beat off jokes to
the
orphans, the homeless. He makes them while he's working in the soup kitchen, while he's building habitats for humanity.
To the rabbis. Everybody. To the
rabbis.
Has he said this to you yet? This is what he says. He said to the religious convention. He said, hey, you need a hand with that? I do. I pointed down at his crotch. He done that to you yet? She's like, actually, yeah, kind of. Loves the beat off jokes.
She goes, I just wish there was some way that Summit Springs could show him how much he means to us all. Oh, well.
I wish we could give him a hand.
He gives away all his money to charities. This is the financial planning.
Yeah.
And I bet he's not getting a tax write-off.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's not even smart enough to do that. You know, he's like, I'm going to do my own taxes. Well, how do I explain this 90% of my income that I just gave away?
So then they go back. To the hotel,
giving away my entire bank account.
So they go back to the hotel, and Jake is like, "So you think you'll remember any of this when you get your memory back?" I'm like, "You know, that's not how memory." works.
No,
works.
Yeah, it doesn't just forget? Switch back into the other memory.
It's not a single state thing where, like, okay,
it's like another thumb drive they find and put it into your brain.
No, like, yeah, we didn't remove one drive to put in another.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, I'll never forget it, which we all know is a goddamn lie.
So. Oh. These memory forget lines. Oh, and she makes a meal out of every one of them.
Well, she's gonna get a nosebleed soon.
Well, at least someone's making a meal in this hotel. So,
oh,
boom, boom.
Hey, guess what? They're under mistletoe, and so
and instead of just looking at the mistletoe like every fucking Christmas movie, have a moment. The writer said, "Hey, we should say." We're under mistletoe. And she repeats, yeah, we're under the mistletoe.
So then, yeah. Well, you gotta, you know.
Well, that way, like, she knows why he's coming in for a kiss. That way, it's sort of like consent. You know what I'm saying?
Just in case she doesn't remember what mistletoe is.
Yeah.
So she's true. Like, yeah, it is mistletoe.
It's mistletoe. So I just got my lips done. Get it.
He comes in for a kiss and then stops. And she's like, is it the capris? It's like, no, I just...
Did I eat garlic?
Do I still have cigarette breath?
It's the bruschetti, isn't it?
And he's like, we shouldn't do this. What if you were with somebody, you know, before? And she's like, that would be unfortunate. I hope he's gay. And he's like, me too.
And he's like, unfortunate to both of us.
Finally, I'll find someone to beat me off. Jesus Christ. So I have to pass the entire set?
So then they go to sleep. Sierra, there's one of those things, they're staring up the ceiling in bed. And so the next morning, Sierra just like runs into a room where Alejandra is. And she goes, good morning. I have an idea of how we could help the North Star. So I'm thinking like it's going to be some big thing. We'll have a telethon and this and that. We'll put up a billboard. Da, 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 da.
Complicated.
And she's like, we're going to have a fundraiser. I was like, you dumb idiots never had a fundraiser before this moment.
A fundraiser. On Christmas Eve.
Yeah. This blew my mind.
What? A fundraiser on fucking Christmas Eve when literally everybody is busy. Also, I have to announce that this is really the sign that Lindsay Lohan is a good person now. This is how she goes to sleep. She puts her arms in prayer position, her hands in prayer position, and then she rests her head gently. And now she sleeps in the fetal position with her.
No one sleeps like that. Especially if you already have a pillow. You don't need to do the hand thing.
Yeah.
So, so then, anyway, so Alejandra's
the cum
like,
rags even off of her eyes.
It's true, actually. So Alejandra's like, oh, I have contacts of every guest who's ever stayed here. So she pulls up this
the one person who knows how to fucking do something. I know. Over there.
The one person who's used the computer. And so I paused because I was curious to see what fake addresses they came up with or whatever for this thing. And I looked at the addresses, this list of addresses of people who've stayed at the hotel. And all the addresses were people who live in Summit Springs. I was like, well, there's your problem. You're marketing to locals. Yeah. Try to get out of town or to stay in your hotel. Every single person was like, so-and-so, Summit Springs. So-and-so, that's Summit Springs. True.
And it's not like the town can come together and say, oh, my God. Have you noticed no one ever says in this movie, oh, my God, he employs so many people. Because he doesn't. No one works at this hotel, you know?
Maybe it's like a really cheap motel that people just like fuck in. You just have affairs.
that's why the sheriff likes it so much.
Why? Yeah. Why? That's the place you go to the Summit Lodge. You go to fuck your secretary. Hey there, Sporcy. You coming in there? Got my panties on.
I got you down for 2 hours, hon. All right.
So Jake and Lindsay are in the tool shed now. And Jake's like, there is no way I'm having the fundraiser. It's like, but it's just a Christmas party.
And it gets such,
deal?
It becomes like such Christmas a toxic masculine party. Man. They're just like, no, I don't need a help out. I don't need it.
Yeah. Because I don't understand the way money works.
What are you going to make me take a ballet class next?
That's like saying I should cook food.
His reluctance to do the most fundamental thing to save his place was just like made no sense whatsoever.
None.
Well, you know what? I think that they address all of that right now because she's like, do you want to lose this place? And he's like, maybe I do.
Yeah.
You don't mean that, Jake. You don't need it, Cordova Street.
And he's Abrella's like, I'm tired of struggling. And she's like, I'm not. But I'm tired of things breaking down. And she's like,
this was
I'm
the
not.
Edward Albee section of the play. This is where we finally give up our deep, dark secrets.
Yeah.
So Jake's like, I do. I'd be happy to let him go. And what do you know about memories anyway? You don't know your name.
And she went, ah.
She tried to move her face, but she just again went kind of.
She did it. Sure, like
turned one eye.
Sure, I don't know my name, but that's only because it sounds nothing like my new name, Sarah.
Sarah.
I love that everything that people have done to Lindsay in this movie, that's the worst thing. How dare you? So they've made you clean. They have turned you into an indentured servant, but this is the problem you've got.
He goes, Sierra, it's not you. Actually, it is you. Ever since you got here, you made me feel things. Like, things I never thought I'd feel again. Like,
well, it just keeps coming back. It's incurable. You can stop it for a while, but it never really leaves.
Yeah, this place has a lot of memories, but I guess I'm afraid of making new ones, even with someone like you. And so he walks off very dramatically.
Listen here, Betty. It's Balthazar.
And then
I'm depressed.
And then somewhere, someone shook that snow globe and Alejandra falls out and she goes, it's time for my scene!
I know. And Jake's in his office and she comes in and like sits on the desk. I was like, is she about to seduce him? What is happening?
It's weird.
It was weird. It was weird.
What's going on, son?
I know it's this whole group. We always think someone's about to fuck. Like, that's all we're looking for.
Whether it's mother, son.
We don't care.
Brothers.
She's like, so this lodge that's been in our family, not your family, for three generations that you've decided you want to give up on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about this.
This family, this lodge that you were given with no fucking effort on your own that you've completely run into the ground. Let's talk about you quitting while we're broke.
Yeah,
not the right time.
The fact that you've ruined my daughter's memory, let's just get over that. I think you can
let
her go.
You've been doing everything you can to hold this family together. But we're okay now, Jake. It's okay to let go.
Let go of my dead daughter. Forget her like I have.
What I'm trying to say is I'd like to use your desk drawer for a USB router. Can we get rid of this shitty-ass topper? No one likes it.
So now we're in the lobby with Grandma and Lindsay. And
get Lindsay's the tree topper out, goddammit.
Lindsay's like, yeah, I think it's time to leave. It's best for everyone that I go.
This just came out of nowhere. Like, we didn't get the moment where Lindsay, like, goes to the fight, makes a decision. Like, she just made it.
Yeah, because he got upset with her one time, you know. Well,
the thing about it is, y'all, where's she going to go?
The Christmas market.
I can't. Hello. That's where she's, I'm going to leave. Where? Where?
She's going to do, like, a wall. Like,
a women's shelter? Incredible
Hulk.
I'm going to get on one of those toys that's driving somewhere.
Yeah, she's going to walk like Lou Ferrigno.
There's nowhere to go.
The only person she's even met is the lady from the toy drive. You think she's going to help you?
No, hell no.
You asked her if toys drive.
And she wants to suck that guy's dick.
So she's like, I'm leaving. And Abby's like, you're leaving? You can't be leaving. I thought you were staying in the hotel for Christmas.
In the snow globe with me.
You need to be part of the hotel like me. I'm always here. Always.
Sorry. Plans have changed. They went from no plans to also no plans.
Yes. And Jake's like, plans that we didn't have changed. Actually, and she's like, Dad, what is that? And he's like, it's a Christmas angel, you moron. Now we need
don't
Sarah.
You remember this one? God, you like, stupid slut, Avi. Fuck.
I spoke to your grandmother, and she needs to use the drawer for a router. So we decided we're going to get this angel up on the tree, and I can only do it with Sarah's help.
She said
let me just say this one more time. I can only put this Christmas tree topper on with the help of Sarah.
It's because I'm a venti.
And then it cuts to
dead wife topper, new girlfriend.
It cuts to, It cuts to them standing around this Christmas tree, and Jake is on a ladder putting the topper on the Christmas tree. I was like, well, what did Sarah have to do here? Classic man. Classic man.
Also,
this is supposed to be Sarah's moment.
Tree topper is fucking crooked as fuck and barely on that tree. That was the worst fucking placement of a tree topper.
Well, it's already been established this man cannot do anything right.
He can't.
You know? No.
So every time we see him, he's like got tools in front of something broken that never works still. You know? Like, have we seen anything actually repaired
excuse.
Yet?
I'm shocked that their printer worked, because now they're printing out flyers for their fundraiser. First of all, I'm shocked they had a color printer. And I'm shocked that it seemed like it was printing out things in more than 2 pages per minute.
Now that they got a router, they can do wireless printing.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
None of this matters anymore because Tad and Ralph are still in the woods, y'all.
Can we go to Tad and Ralph? I just have one question for the audience. Are you still here? What the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
You need 9 hours of this? What is wrong?
Literally, my mic just turned off like 10 minutes ago. I had to like reboot it all. The mic was like, I'm done.
My fish crawled out of the bowl and has walked down the stairs.
It has evolved.
It has evolved.
Okay, so let's go to Tad and Ralph. And Ralph's like, time for some tasty beans. And they're around a fire. And Tad's like, thank you, friend. These are the best canned beans I've ever tasted.
You should start a survival blog. I'll help you get followers. Just said what they could do. They could become, Ralph could become an influencer with him, and then they're an insta couple traveling the fucking world.
It's a beautiful film that they fucked up at the end.
It really
but Ralph's
is.
Like, thank you, Tad, but I've already got my OF going. Know what I'm saying? All right, wouldn't they?
Only fish.
And then it's this weird moment where he eats the beans. And the beans are hot. And so he just shoves snow in his face. And it was, then the director's like, I say, cut. That's this, it. We got it. We got it.
For this
we
movie, I feel like that was a pretty good button. I think
it's the first time that I thought he might be meant for Lindsay after all.
So guess what? Beauregard's back in town. He's
General
back.
Beauregard Bellbot.
Beauregard's back from... in town.
Boss, I'm back here from... for you. You got any questions?
Hey, yeah.
Beauregard, where's... your daughter's been missing.
Where's the tennis court? Like, oh God. Martina. Someone get Martina off the set. Sorry, my stand-in was here. Well, I'm back. So he's like, so where's my daughter? They're like, how would we know? She just left with someone and didn't tell us a thing. And he's like, you were supposed to take care of my daughter. And they're like, sorry, she went skiing with Tad.
Like, yeah.
And Tad?
Yeah. No, Tad.
And they go into the room, and then he's like, well, my daughter never goes anywhere without her luggage because she's a girl. And he's like, have security check every resort and call the sheriff. So, and by the way,
Terry's
no one's
like,
seen them for
didn't think of that.
I know.
Search
the sheriff
every inch
who knows
of this
me,
resort.
The sheriff like, who knows me say? Personally, but not my daughter at all.
But not my daughter at all.
Yeah, he's like, what do I say to the sheriff? He goes, tell the sheriff my daughter's missing. What? Come on. How did this guy even get this job, Terry?
The next thing, they are at the sheriff's office. And
before they're at there, the sheriff goes, so the sheriff finds Ralph's truck.
Yes.
There's a note on the truck that says, heading over the pass on foot. Please find us. Well, obviously there was like a road nearby because the sheriff was able to pull up to
he
where
he just pulled up to it.
Why don't you walk along the road?
The road.
The road.
And the sheriff is like,
it's just just Ralph again.
Just
poaching
Ralph knuckleheads. Yeah, just Ralph out here poaching fish again.
We're done. Found him another.
Found him another fuck boy. Yeah.
He's going on his walk of seduction.
I was thinking, can you poach fish? Maybe
if you're not allowed to fish in that body of water, yes.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Poaching.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. Lake Neustadt, and people got caught outside of Arden. You know what? That's another story.
That's
lobster
a different story.
Traps. You can't take lobsters out of lobster traps. Did we not learn that from Seinfeld?
Yes.
So then we go back to the hotel, and Lindsay's standing in front of her bed, and she's got like a wash rag, a mop, and a bottle of Windex. And she's like, God, I'm just trying to find something to wear. Like, what does she have at this hotel? Literally nothing. And so the grandma's like, I took the liberty of picking out something to wear for you. And she's like, what is this? She's like, gauze. Avi will be in here to wrap you in it soon.
You know what? That would look better than this fucking nightgown that she ends up wearing with a, like a what the fuck dress is this?
It's like a slit. It's like a slit way up. Like it looks like a nightgown streetwalker kind of thing. And
that's hot.
Later
a
on,
streetwalker is like, you want to sleep well? Give me a call. You
wanna sleep, but you later sleep at up? The party's not formal. So it's
well, the
weird.
Dress code at the party is a little
it's confusing.
It's a little all over the map because some people are there in a tuxedo,
right.
Some people are there just kind of like in a
Christmas
sweater.
Sweatshirts, yeah.
But you know what would make that dress look better is a Liza Minnelli jacket from Home Shopping Network. That's really what would help this really boost up and make it look young and fresh.
Lindsay's just gold, a bottle of vodka, shimmery, somebody fucking, said.
She literally raided her mom's closet for this shit. She looks fucking 50 years old
the jacket
in this goddamn
awful.
Jacket.
Let me
it's
say, Alejandra did not buy that stuff. She just, that was lost and found again.
Yes!
So, meanwhile, at the police station, the police have actually arrested Ralph because they're like, listen, all right, this is the sixth time we've caught you soliciting, okay? And Tad is like, this is an outrage. That man is a hero. He saved my life.
Me.
You'll have to arrest me too, officer.
And this should be the moment where he says, I can't travel without him. Kiss.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, it should be that.
Instead, what's his buns comes in. Beauregard comes in. He's like, oh my God, Dad! And
Ted?
Yeah. He's like, Ted, I see that Ted still talks. So he's like, where the
what
hell
you doing
is my
here
daughter?
With this queer?
Yeah, and it's like, at the hotel, I suppose. I mean, we were on the slopes, and I proposed. And he's like, you proposed what, marriage?
You didn't think that you proposed legal. To decorate her room?
Decorate? Yeah. Do her eyeshadow?
So the sheriff is like, I know where she is. And wait, how does he know where she is?
Because the sheriff is the one who brought her to and now the sheriff has finally put two and two together.
God damn, Jesus! If you're a murderer, go to this town. You can
get away with everything. You're gonna get away with it.
So then Tad's like, but wait, what about Ralph? And the sheriff's like, let him go. It's Christmas. I'll forget who he is by morning.
He will.
And that was the last of Ralph.
And that's
think,
it of
right?
Ralph. We
that's
didn't even
it
have
Ralph.
At
this Ralph had no like denouement or anything. He just said, bracelets, please. I gotta go poke some more.
Yeah, that
he
was
spent
it.
The night in the pokey.
I think they really wimped out up this second.
I agree. Thank you.
Yeah,
so
thank
then
you.
We go to everybody in the lobby, right? Running around to get this party together. And by running around, I mean standing there, not doing
standing
anything.
Because there's
even
two people
no
in the
staff.
Hotel and no employees. Yeah.
Remember, it's Christmas Eve. There's tons and tons of food and finger foods.
Yes.
And Abuela's like, we don't have enough food. What's going to happen? He's like, well, there's not going to be any people. It's like Christmas Eve. What are you thinking?
And yeah, then, there's like not much in terms of decor, by the way, that they've done. I guess
no they didn't
like
do a damn thing.
Yeah.
So then Lindsay comes to the top of the stairs in a strapless gown and
just y'all just tits. Just tits, tits, tits. They're out.
Just being beautiful,
looks good.
Lindsay.
Yeah, I don't like the dress, but her body looks good.
It was very she's all that.
It was she's all that.
Like,
yeah.
Kiss me. You know.
that was an era.
Yeah.
Kiss me. We're like Tad's radio station right now. So she's like, do I need to make more appetizers? Like, no, we don't. Cut it out. So Jake and Lindsay walk the hotel for a final inspection. And she's like, the place looks great. And he's like, yeah. We moved some tables. We put in a dance floor.
I mean, they rolled up the sad carpet from Lowe's so that to reveal more terracotta to dance on.
They did.
And I think we, Should we dance? There's playing this.
And should we try out the dance floor?
And then she's like, I'm not sure if I know how. And at then point, I'm just, wouldn't it have been funny if she didn't know and he just drug her around the dance floor because she didn't know how, just dragged her body. She just stood there.
Yeah.
Is this dancing? Oh, yeah.
So the mayor comes in. They're like, oh my God, the mayor's here? He's like, yeah, I'll take 2 hours, Grandma. Just kidding.
This is the fuck pad, right? It's the fuck pad.
It's like, don't worry. I brought plenty of quarters, honey.
Here, like, Grandma, put this jingle ball in your mouth.
Exactly.
And they're like, wow, the
how
mayor's
much
here.
How much does Balthazar costs?
Exactly. Right. What do I pay for Balthazar? As long as it's not James Corden.
They're like, wow, the mayor came. The person who traditionally gives as much of their own money as ever in town. It's like the mayor's the cheapest ass person.
I feel like there's actually probably laws where the mayor is not allowed to just give money to people.
This was a weird financial kind of thing where they're all showing up and in, as you said earlier, Ben, very different types of
decor.
And they're like, and then, you know, Shecky over here, he's been a hard time. And this guy just kind of looks at like, hey, and he's just in like a Rudolph sweater. And they're like, he's like, I'm literally worried about speaking. I'm really worried about asking people for money. And
he doesn't like to ask for help. And so yeah. He stands up there to make the speech.
Poor man, yeah. Having to ask for a handout.
And Lindsay Lohan's like, come on, you can do
come
it.
On.
You could do it. And
goes, you can
trying,
do it.
She's trying to encourage him with her face, but again, it's just.
It's like first time I auditioned for a movie.
Yeah, she's just like staring off like, you can do it.
So
you
he goes,
can do it.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for coming. Hey, if you see a gingerbread house, please don't take a bite. It's really decorative. Talking to you, Kenny. Hey, everyone. Kenny's a fat fuck, and we've all shamed him for years, so feel free to pile on if you want to.
Kenny's a fat fuck who's eaten royal icing the wrong way.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Kenny's here. The only person in the Wait Not Watchers meeting. Kenny,
hey,
keep your hands off the gingerbread.
Anyone's wondering about that cuckoo clock, why the door's open, nothing comes out, since Kenny ate the bird.
Oh, damn, where'd the tree topper go? Kenny! There's like a little piece of doll dress hanging out of Kenny's mouth.
Wait, where's Balthazar? Where's Balthazar?
He says... And then he's interrupted, thankfully, by some man who we never met. You know
some
what?
Some old man.
The mayor.
You know what? The first time I came here, you taught my son to ski, and I think I owe you for the lessons. And so everyone's like,
now
you know
he's
what?
A park ranger.
Yeah. I don't know how those had to do. Yeah. Because you still have to go to school to be a park ranger.
Like
and then everyone
the
starts
right
coming out
life.
Saying, you were helpful with our wedding and took pictures.
Oh my God,
blah,
that guy
blah, blah.
Who was in that wedding couple was the worst actor. Yeah.
Well, I love this. So everyone's like in sweaters, and all of a sudden there's like this glamorous couple. He's in a tux, she's like in a gown.
They're still in their wedding outfit. They came here on our honeymoon. Wait, I was like, is this your honeymoon now?
It meant so much. We're still dressed for it.
You came back. Yes.
She goes, when we got married, we couldn't afford a honeymoon. He goes, yeah. Jake, you gave us the biggest suite in the place, champagne and everything, even though we couldn't take a dime. But now we wear our tuxedos because we're
so
rich.
We have money now. We're rich.
We're rich. Now, let me tell you something. As a rich person, stop giving away your fucking presidential suite to the poor people
yes.
for free and the champagne.
Bad
that way we don't have to do
that's
this
rich dad, poor dad 101.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Robert Kiyosaki?
The thing about this is the financial plan seems to have been spend all or either give away all your money, then complain that you don't, that no one is showing up, then throw a party and hope that people just like show up and hand you personal checks.
Yeah. That's basically the plan. So you've been paying attention.
Welcome to being a white mediocre straight white mediocre man.
Straight man. Upwards.
Yep.
There we are.
Failing upwards.
So then the mayor's like, whoa. This is a good time for an announcement. On Christmas Eve, the city council has just had a business meeting. and has decided
this is too many things. This is too many things.
Decided on Christmas Eve to have the lodge declared as a historic site. That should help with funds for renovations, which you can't make now that you're a historic site. Good luck getting new windows or anything done ever in the rest of your life.
And he said, and grants. And I went, they can't afford a grant writer. They're never going to get a fucking grant.
You'll never afford a grant writer.
It takes forever.
It's your most expensive cost.
So everyone's donating money, at which point I'm like, well, clearly now Lindsay's going to come up and sing a Christmas carol to everyone because 'tis the season. But no. Instead, Jake is like, wow. He's like, wow. I have to say, none of this would have been possible if it weren't for a very special guest that we have here in the lodge. Ladies and gentlemen, the raccoon. Come on in, raccoon.
The married lady's like, ow!
I'm gonna fuck somebody!
And he didn't even say her name. He just, no. It's such a weird thing. He's like a very special guest.
Yes.
Nameless.
Yeah, I've taught this woman how to do laundry. She can flip a pancake now. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to just extend to this woman my greatest, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You are now an acceptable woman for this town.
By the way, you're welcome. She wants to fuck my horse.
Yeah. If you would like to hear her sing, she shall sing right now. But first, let me tell you that her name is Sierra.
Sierra.
Did someone say Sarah? What?
No.
Sierra, I found you, darling. There he is.
There's
Tad.
I've searched and searched. And he just runs up and she's like, oh my Sierra. God.
Sierra.
Yeah. Wait.
Jake's like, so wait. Your name is Sierra? She's like, Sierra. Sierra, I remember that name, Sierra. Oh my God, you just sort of told me to add another syllable, and I would have remembered all this time.
Figured it out.
Oh, all this time I thought my name was Sarah.
You're Mr. Belmont's daughter. That's so weird.
Yeah, and the dad's like, oh my God, I've met you too, Mr. Russell. He's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know who you were.
Yeah, Court Arbiter, she's like, I didn't know who you were. I'm sorry, Sarah. I mean, Sierra. And then the dad looks at him and says, really creepy, I don't know what transpired here, but I appreciate what you've done for my daughter. And it sounds like, thank you for cuckolding my little lady.
It's true, and it also could look like, if you were a conspiracy-minded person like I am, that because the dad refused to give him money, he kidnapped his fucking daughter.
That's why I emailed you guys last night and said this movie is psychotic, because it was clearly a kidnapping at Manson School that never got off the ground.
Yeah. All right.
Because he's bad at raising money.
Asking
for
so
money.
Good.
You can't
this
ask for money.
So good.
He would have blackmailed her.
If you're going to kidnap, you have to ask for money. That's rule one.
Well, that's how Netflix
cutting out the letters and making the. And she's like, "Here you go. Here's the letter for you." And he's like, "I just can't ask people for
money. I can't do it. How do I told you we?
I'm out of magazines. I can't ask people. I can't ask more people for money. Yeah. This is how Netflix needs to do this. If they're going to try and do like a Hallmark thing, which it looks like they're going to do, they're making a bunch of movies now, like Christmas movies. They need to make them like Christmas movies, but then they get like scary, or they're still suspenseful or something. I mean,
like, make your own brand. Make your own brand of holiday movies. Yeah.
I'm into it, because all that makes sense with the plot. Because he would know the dad. Oh my God. Okay, so then she's like, okay, bye everybody. I'm leaving now because I know my name.
Literally, just I'm out.
Yeah, like bye.
Yeah, she's like bye. And so then
Sarah, I don't want you to go. I haven't poisoned you yet.
Yeah, she's like, listen, little girl. I just want you to remember to say goodbye to the olive oil and the horse. Bye, loser. Later.
Bye, loser.
Well, my favorite is that Sierra's like, I'm sorry, sweetie. I have to go home now. But no, but sir, I have to go home. I'm like, she's going 5 minutes away to the big hotel. It's fine. Say hi. You guys can see
she's
each
going
other.
To the nicer place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's like, Daddy, where's Sarah going? Is it to heaven? And he's like, no. She's like, damn it.
Well, then also don't overlook this wordplay here, because when Sierra's like, Jake, I don't know what to say. Thank you so much. And he goes, forget about it.
Yes.
Oh, God, you guys. Okay.
Oh, so I just got memories. That. Forget
sad,
about it.
A sad
oh.
ballad plays. And I just wrote, where would I be without you?
It's the but music. Yeah.
That, I loved it.
This very intense kind
I
of.
I loved. Was this the song where the musical montage where that person was singing?
Yeah.
Yes.
I loved this song.
It's so good.
Where would I be without you?
Yeah, it was so good.
It was good.
So then Lindsay is back with a real mask on, you know, even though she's got a couple little warts on her left eye. And she's back. She's got some back with her fat bed sheets. And she remotes the windows open.
It's Christmas morning now. So we should know. So they went home.
Yeah, it's
like
all
back to Christmas morning.
Her old life. And
yeah,
you know, she can remote control things. And the song is still playing. And I'm like, oh my God, am I crying?
And it's beautiful.
Girl, I'm such a musical theater queen.
I went there with this song.
Yeah, whenever you play a beautiful song and like a sad montage and someone can remote control their curtains, I'm like, oh my God.
It's everything you want in life.
Yeah.
It was tough seeing her being back in her old bed, not sleeping with her fiancé.
Her gay fiance.
They've never slept together. That's the trick.
Yeah, I didn't even get on my radar. So Lindsay, okay, so Terry knocks, and of course it's like na 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 na. It's like the gayest knock you can
do. And
the knock is like
he's like, he's gonna be terrible again. And it's like, how do we know again, like, that she's not a bad person? Wait, but she was never bad. So high maintenance, I guess, whatever she was. And they walk in. She's like, I'm in here. Come in here. And they're like, what? What's happening? And she's then they walk in the bedroom and they go, because she made the bed.
The thing is, she's at a resort. You don't make your someone else is going to do that.
Like, no, this actually did
she's
seem
helping
counterintuitive.
Out the housekeepers. No, she
it's
said
Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. She understands.
They don't give a fuck about your bed. They want a $100 bill on the counter.
And exactly. If I was playing the role of Terry, that's when I would have looked at her sister and I would have gone,
tongue pop.
That's what we needed, a tongue pop.
Listen, if you don't doubt that Lindsay is a good person, she gave that little dum-dum a job. Okay, that's
know,
like the kindest thing she could have ever done. Poor Allie.
And Allie Lohan's like, she's like, I brought you a gorgeous piece from Milan, and Lindsay's like, I think I'm just gonna go simple today.
Keep it casual.
A white blouse with a kind of Christmas plaid jacket.
And then they bring this vegan, their boss's daughter. They bring this vegan caviar.
Caviar.
They brought you caviar.
No caviar today.
I'm vegan.
So like, then, no,
I want something else. Cut to...
I want my own breakfast.
Yeah, she's like, I'm making my own breakfast. I can flip pan eggs now.
First of all, can you imagine a person demanding to go into the kitchen of a hotel and make their own food?
Actually, I bet could see some rich person doing that.
That is such a rich person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, look, I'm just one with the people. So then... she's like, oh my God.
Yeah, fucking Channing Tatum does
she's
that shit.
Become a domestic goddess now.
Yeah.
Now she's eating bacon.
Yes.
I did not recognize Tad. We've talked about this already, but I almost did not recognize because the hair was so slicked down and the thing. It was great costume.
Such a great look.
He had this amazing costume on and he's seeing her making this pancake and he's horrified and he's like, darling, the press conference is in 30 minutes. You need to get dressed. And she goes, I am dressed. He's like,
She's like,
what
try
sort
this.
Of gay glare can I give you right now?
Well, insert horrible gay glare here. And so she's like, eat some of this. It's called bacon. And he's like,
ew, what are you doing?
Terry, give me your hand, Terry. Terry's like, anything.
And then Terry, like a little fat gay, was like, this bacon's good, bitch.
Yeah. And so then over at the other house,
place.
Yeah. Abby is opening her used shoes.
I know.
She's opening her used shoes. And then the mother just says, she's so sad. Alejandra, she got let out of the globe for a little bit. She looks at Court Overstreet. She just says, thank you for the book. And this is the first time, actually, I think she felt sad in the whole movie. She goes, just got a fucking book for Christmas.
I love my book, but it looks like something like a journal. Like no, that I she paused on it.
It's called Heart of a Warrior.
Wow.
Thank you for my biography of Zachary Taylor.
Yeah. This is what she said, y'all.
My favorite president.
Thank you for my book from the library. He's like, yes. Yep, you've got about 7 days with that one, Mom. Go crazy.
There you go. Well, you got it till New Year's.
But then Abby is like, I got you a helmet. She got a helmet for her dad. I was like,
this is one of those things where people only get one present. So it's very much like, and I got this. Daddy, I got you a helmet. And I got a chemistry set so I can learn how to kill people more efficiently.
So then Sierra's on the TV. So I was like, dad.
She was having a press conference, yes.
Yeah, and Lindsay's like, before I answer any questions, I just want to say thank you to the guy with the frosty tips and his family at the North Star Hotel and Lodge.
North Star.
Just take exit 7 past the big tree. You can't miss it. Okay. There's a broken snowmobile in the front yard, but you can take great photos with it. Okay. North Star Lodge. Internet coming soon.
Yeah. And this lady.
Don't touch Balthazar. He's mating.
And this lady, who has not been missing at all, no one has reported her missing, okay, has the entire presidential press corps there. Like,
yes.
On Christmas. And so they're like, what about your future person that nobody in town recognized, but is suddenly a celebrity? And Ted's like, let me answer you by showing you this. And he holds up her hand and shows them the ring.
We are promised.
When's the date? Like, when's the date gonna be, Sierra? Doesn't sound like Sarah. When's the date? She's like, I don't know. We're
still
planning.
I don't remember calendars.
Yeah. What's what month is? I don't know.
And Ted's like,
I don't know.
We're catching a plane in a couple of hours to an undisclosed location.
We are? Oh, I didn't know. She just knows nothing.
So meanwhile, at the hotel, the phone starts ringing, and Abby's like, my Christmas wish didn't come true. That bitch is on the news.
I wished for Jake to find someone to love, and I wanted someone who could take care of Jake because he's terrible and he's ruining my family's legacy.
And I wish that Alejandra would have said, well, now you said it out loud, so it definitely won't come true, you dumb bitch.
So he's like, it's not that easy, honey. Don't just make wishes. And she's like, yeah, it is. You like her. She likes you. Did you tell her you liked her? And he's like, no. Well, I did the...
Did you tell her you liked her? Beat off jokes aren't flirting, idiot.
So get Balthazar.
So now they're like, there's still time. There's still time. I can go get her. So he gets on the snowmobile. But the snowmobile's broken. Oh no. I'm like, what about your truck? You have a car, right?
No, it's probably broken. He still probably hasn't fixed that with the screwdriver he's trying to use. So they're gonna take Balthazar. And Abby's like, oh my god, my Christmas wish is coming true. Getting on the freeway with a horse.
My church is I'm gonna die in a terrible sleigh ride accident, finally. So, by the way, the sleigh is there.
We guess that's a miracle. There's nothing, we have no idea. So it's just magically there.
Well, we know Santa did it, you know, because they were like, oh my God, I just wish we had a sleigh. And
Before jerking off in that thing all night long.
And I'm sure it's rigged with so many cameras.
Yeah.
Just going to see
it's
everything.
A sliver of sleighs. So Sierra's talking to her dad, and she's like, Dad, I just want to say, I'm sorry I didn't get to tell you about Tad. He's like, look. The most important thing is that you're happy. You're happy. You know he's gay. Can we talk about this? Your fiance is gay.
He is basically begging her to say he's gay.
He's like, I'm not dicks, right?
He's like, look, I don't care if you have a gay best friend. But I don't like that. I just want you to be honest with the situation.
So, but at least I've got your office set up right next to me. I'm excited.
Yeah, she's like, no, about the job, Dad. It's like, don't worry about it. It'll be here when you get back. And she's like, I don't want it. I mean, the vice president of atmosphere. I mean, I'd have to climb up into the sky with, what, a squeegee or something? It just doesn't sound fun. I couldn't even get up the nuts to climb up to put a fucking thing on top of the Christmas tree.
And I was supposed to be the one to do that, for crying out loud.
Like, I'm scared of ladders, Dad.
I know you're trying to take care of me, and I'll always be your daughter, but I need to find my own way, okay? I hope you're not angry. She's like, angry? No, I've never been more proud of you. Your mother I promised...
I promise to take care of my born
looks
daughter.
Like you're finally starting to take care of yourself, you spoiled little brat. For crying out loud, the years I've spent having to dote on you.
Do you, at this point, you guys, she was trying her hardest to cry. She can't
move her face, really. There was tears, but just nothing. Nothing. Just no.
So now Alejandra's getting a million phone calls. She's at the front desk and she's like, oh my God, it's a phone call. Oh my
We're
God.
Saved.
Please hold. Please hold. North Star. Please hold. North Star. Please hold. I'm like, lady, just get onto kayak. You won't have to deal with any of this.
Is this where Sierra was found? Because I want to be there because I've never heard of her until this morning.
She was very famous, even though all these people saw her.
You didn't get carpet, did you?
No.
Okay.
No, okay. We're there.
How about 6 months?
We're there,
So she's like, we're sold out. And I was like, well, this town has some maids. You're going to need them.
You're going to need them. Right. I hope this hotel has a fucking kitchen.
Right.
That would help.
So then Tad and Terry are in the lobby, and Terry's like, oh, can I get you anything, Tad? And he's like, my jacket, maybe. And he's like, oh, because it's winter. Right, I'm going to get your jacket. So he's like, Sierra, ready to go, darling. And she's like, listen, sorry, Ted. You're a great guy, but I'm just not ready. Fuck off. And he's like, oh.
Fuck off, Mary.
And then he goes, wait, do you mind if I post this on my page? This could be great for my numbers. Let me give you literally raise my eyebrows and just look at you like, what's her fucking name from Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, nothing like a breakup to pad those numbers. And it's like, good luck to you, stupid. And so Terry brings his jacket and he's like, he's like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Fairchild. Oh my God, and the holidays too. This is crazy. Oh, that ring will fit me.
and without missing a beat, like he'd seen him for the first time. Wait, we're both effeminate. What are you doing for New Year's?
Literally, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Do you know what it feels like to have a man enter you while you're eating hot beans?
Could we role play that? Yeah. Fantasy.
Could we role play that?
Oddly enough, I do, Ben. Yeah. So I do.
Matt's like, don't ask questions for you. Don't want the answers to you.
You get the bean and cheese at Taco Bueno at 2 a.m. Someone's also going to get inside you.
I'm going to need you to put on a big beard.
So they go off because they give each other the eyebrows and go off because that's how it works. You know, if
that's how it works.
There's only two gay people in a town that they get together. That's true. All know that.
They do. Yeah.
We've all tried to be set up with somebody from our gay town.
A gay person, and you're like, it's the busboy at the Holiday Inn. Like, yes. Are you fucking crazy?
I already fucked him.
Yes, exactly. We have nothing in common.
Literally, one guy that he had no teeth in an eye patch, and they said, "Yeah, he's great."
He doesn't know the lyrics to "Into the Woods." I dumped him 5 months ago.
Thank you.
Blocked him on my grinder. So then
the limo is back. The
limo's back. It's that cheesy ass Hummer limo.
40-hour street. He's flying thin with his saddle and he runs up. I don't know how he knows that she's in that big limo because this is a very nice, rich. This could be fucking anyone.
Why would she be leaving already?
So why would he even know that? I mean, I guess the press. So he runs in and he knocks on the window and this is the worst What? This is the worst.
This is like The Graduate. This is like like the running into the church and being like, Diane!
It's that.
Except it's like with a sleigh that probably stopped up traffic for 3 miles.
3 fucking miles.
Just fucking horse with a sleigh on the main road.
Everybody in Aspen is pissed.
Everyone is in Summit Springs.
Yeah. Lisa Barlow is behind this fucking sleigh in Utah going, she is pissed.
Hurry up.
In the Taco Bell line.
Yeah.
So he's like knocking on this limo and he's like, listen, give me a second. Look, I know we barely know each other, but you know, you're probably going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but I can't have you leave before I tell you how much I have some loads of laundry that need to be washed. So I was wondering if you come back since you've gotten really good at eyeballing that detergent.
Yeah.
And he's talking to a closed car window. You can't hear anything.
He also basically says that, like, yeah, well, I came over here to tell you that the lodge is going to be fine. And it's like, yeah. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
So then Tad rolls down the window and he's like,
oh, no, like, no. He says, I can't let you leave without telling you I'm falling in love with you.
You're right.
Yeah, and then finally. The window rolls down and it's Tad and he's like, oh, that's flattering, but I have other plans. His name is Teary.
Come on, like, Teddy. It's time for blowjobs.
Yeah. So they Terry wink and like they get their
up. Yeah.
And instead, Teddy comes back. They should have had Teddy. Pop up from his Terry. If I would have been that actor, I would have been like, can I pop up from his crotch and be like, Happy Christmas? Yes, what they should have done.
The head pops up like that. Just like,
That's what he
would have been appropriate. Thank you.
Well, Santa's now working
at
valet.
Hashtag strong choices.
Yeah.
Santa's now valet at this place. So he's like, I believe what you're looking for is in the courtyard. He's like, oh, that's where they have the urinals? Oh, the other thing you're looking for.
So Lindsay is just like no emotion standing at the tree like, wow, I love Easter. And then Jake runs up and he's like, Sierra, I thought you were leaving. And she's like, nah, change of plans. I'm staying without Tad this time. And he's like,
turns out he's a faggot.
Turns out he's a big dick sucker.
So Jake is like, he's like, look, I want to thank you. You know, I found out the North Star is sold out for the rest of the season. And she's like, wow, sounds like you need help running the place. I mean, actually, I could have told you that before you even sold out for quite a piece of shit box.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a bad business person. Yeah.
Smells like feet in there. So I should have offered that a while ago. But my dad mentioned investing, but I didn't think he'd be interested. But I told him I would try. Yeah, you're dumb. But I'd try convincing you over the holidays. That is, if you want to spend. I was like, does Lindsay need a nap? Could someone pinch Lindsay? You've got one more scene.
And the dialogue just slowed and slowed. I'm like, just finish it.
Because there was no, like, she was mad at him, and now they have to make up. Or it's just like two people who like each other see each other again. It's like, have you been? Great, I saw you an hour ago. Took a shower. Sure
Can we
did.
Kiss now?
Yeah. I was so nervous that you were going to be moving 5 minutes away, but I think you could actually stay where we are.
I think we're fine.
So then he's like, guess what? I brought some mistletoe, and there's a holiday tradition, but for the life of me, I can't remember what it is. And some lady probably runs like, that man stole my brooch!
She's like, let me help you out with that. He's like, finally!
The worst chemistry ever. And then I bet you they had to do this kiss like 20 fucking takes.
Was it a kiss double? It didn't look like her.
It almost seemed like it.
Yeah,
it felt really awkward.
I think she had fallen asleep by that point. They're just like, someone hold up Lindsay.
Hold up Lindsay.
And then meanwhile, like, Veneer Santa is just like watching, jerking off outside the lobby.
Yeah, totally. Because he goes off to
Herald Angel sing.
He goes off to Bing Grandma, you know. And then the dad's like, what happened to Ted? And she's like, Ted, and it wasn't meant to be. And Jake's like, what a great Christmas. And she goes, yeah, one I'll never forget. Anybody have any of that hand sanitizer? Love is sticky.
I'm so glad the most important people in this story are here to celebrate this moment with me. Like, cut to Abuela, like out in the parking lot.
She's in That's the Globe. No, she's back in the Globe. Because, like, for some reason, she just let her granddaughter just go with this old white man that she's never met before.
Yeah, Abuela's in the Snow Globe reading her sad library book.
Yes. Either that or she's blowing that horse in the parking lot. What are the two?
So Jake's like, what a great Christmas, guys. And Lindsay says, yeah, it's one I'll never forget. Dun, dun,
and then there is this big fancy crane shot that just takes us out.
Yes.
Takes us right out with some licensed music.
And then the crane operator falls off of it. It's like, I don't remember who I am.
Y'all, they had like a little bloopers reel, and even the bloopers reel wasn't funny.
It was literally nothing. I couldn't believe they put that in there.
And I said it before that they were trying to say, this is a really fun set. Like, I'm telling y'all, everyone had a great time. Everyone was really respected.
I watched the entire blooper reel, and I thought what was funny is that in the middle, did you guys notice that the director put in like a random home video of her and her husband kissing? I was like, what? This is not
what is that?
It was a producer request. also, I love that all the bloopers were just Lindsay not being able to say the simplest of lines.
Yes, because all that's what I, her lines.
You know, that's what I thought it was going to be. I'm like, this movie's going to take 10 years to make. You
there were some good Tad bloopers. I enjoyed that, but that's about it.
Yeah, and Jack Wagner's like, I did General Hospital for 20 years. I could remember 40,000 lines in a day.
Yeah, thankfully I only had 6.
No. Wow. Well, we managed to
triple
the length of the movie. It was great.
We're like, the way Tad feels after eating those beans and getting raw dogged by Ralph the next morning.
I think about what might have been between Ralph and Tad. Ugh.
I always will. I think that's something that's going to stick me with for
a long time. Yeah, that's our takeaway? Is that our takeaway?
That's my takeaway.
And also, I had more respect for Tad after the bloopers. I was like, oh my God, look how much he works hard and like has fun.
Same. I like Tad.
I love him. Yeah. I've already followed him on Instagram. He's going to be the new Ben. Last year was Aaron O'Connell. I kept sending you pictures of hot Aaron. This year, it's going to be George Young.
Aaron O'Connell. I'm into it too. Well,
everyone, guys, thanks for being with us.
Great. Thank you, friends.
I'm sure this started in 2022. By the time it has all been posted, it will be 2027.
Okay. I'm going to go unnumb the bottom half of my body now.
I know, right? I need to eat some food.
All right, everybody. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Y'all, happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides. Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.